Saddam Hussein's status may quickly move to that of courtroom defendant. Iraqi authorities last week authorized a special tribunal to prosecute Saddam Hussein and members of his regime. The potential indictments are the most serious possible for war crimes, genocide, and crimes against humanity. And there seems to be plenty of evidence. But, as NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, there is some rancor over who should try Saddam Hussein.
The Iraqi Governing Council that runs Iraq at the behest of U.S. authorities drew on international law to design its tribunal, but the court itself, five judges, an appeals panel, prosecutors, and defense lawyers, will all be Iraqis. Council members say they want a trial soon. Such a trial could bring charges of genocide against Saddam Hussein. International law defines it as the eradication or attempted eradication of an ethnic, religious, racial, or national group. The so-called Anfal campaign of 1988 could be Exhibit A. Iraqi forces killed tens of thousands of Kurds living in northern Iraq, and in at least one case, dropped bombs full of lethal nerve agent on villages. 3 years after that, Kurdish forces captured an enormous cache of Iraqi documents that detailed the Anfal campaign. Ken Roth, director of the group Human Rights Watch, examined those documents.
They handed to Human Rights Watch literally 18 tons of Iraqi secret police documents. We had these airlifted back to the United States and spent 2 years going through them trying to uncover evidence that would demonstrate who had been responsible for this awful genocide against the Kurdish people.
Besides documents, there were audio and video tapes recounting the campaign to wipe out Kurdish resistance. One tape apparently was made during an official meeting attended by Saddam's cousin and northern governor, Ali Hassan al-Majid, widely known as Chemical Ali. In it, Hassan al-Majid described his disdain for Kurds who begged him to spare their villages.
They'd ask, "Will my village make it?" "What do you mean I can't do that? I will hit you with chemicals, so you and your people will die. I can't move a village for you. I will hit him, and I will hit him with chemicals and kill them all. Who's going to say anything?"
Roth says he never saw a direct order signed by Saddam Hussein, but unlike other genocide cases in the Balkans and Africa, the line of authority in Iraq was clear.
This was such a tightly controlled dictatorship, and Saddam Hussein was so clearly at the top of the pyramid that I suspect it's going to be much easier to demonstrate that in fact, nothing of substance happened without his authority.
Another charge could be crimes against humanity. That includes systematic murder, rape, torture, and other crimes during war or peace. The repression of the Shia Muslims in southern Iraq during the 1990s could fall in that category. And war crimes charges could follow from the treatment of Kuwaiti prisoners and civilians during the Iraqi invasion of that country, as well as Iraq's use of chemical weapons during the Iran-Iraq war. And new evidence is coming in. For example, Lynn Amowitz, a doctor with the group Physicians for Human Rights, recently surveyed some 2,000 Iraqi households in the Shia region of southern Iraq. Amowitz said a large percentage of people said they were tortured by regime officials.
The interesting thing about our survey was that we generally ask if people would be willing to testify if there were an international war crimes tribunal, and would they give us their name. In the case of southern Iraq, it was a ream of paper of people that wanted to testify who had names, dates, and places.
So far, the U.S. government firmly backs an all-Iraqi court. State Department officials say that's the fairest way to proceed. Many in the human rights community question that. Again, Ken Roth of Human Rights Watch.
It is not a simple matter to prosecute a case of genocide or crimes against humanity. And there is considerable expertise that a number of jurists in the international community have now acquired through their work on some of the other tribunals. There is no Iraqi who has that expertise.
A further complication lies with the death penalty. Iraqi law permits it. International rights groups oppose it, and point out that international tribunals prosecuting crimes in the Balkans and Africa do not permit death sentences, nor do several countries that have participated with U.S. forces in the Iraq War and occupation. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.